try to find votes that didn't exist. And I could just go on and on and on about the way that he was at the core of the anger that erupted here in Washington and at the Capitol last week. And so what we just saw was a presidential attempt at damage control, because yes, he was impeached for the second time, but it's not over, and he is trying to keep Republicans in the United States Senate, enough of them, 17 of them, from voting yes so that he will actually be convicted. That's what that's about, because my understanding is that from Mitch McConnell on down, when they heard the president speak yesterday and said, oh, what I said at that rally was fine, it was the lack of contrition there that got them angry. It still wasn't in this speech.
That's Dana Bash, the talking head on CNN. You know, I noticed none of these CNN people ever asked President Obama, as he was leaving office, do you want to apologize for promising that if we wanted to keep our doctor, we could, if we liked our doctor, we could keep our doctor. If you like your health insurance plan, you can keep it. We're going to bend the cost curve of health insurance down, when all it did was skyrocket under Obama. Did they ask for any apologies there? Any contrition? I don't think so. I'm going to open up our phone lines, and our final half hour is going to belong to you. So if you want to join us, now is your opportunity at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, man, we've had some great first-time callers. Will and John and a bunch of you were just tremendous earlier in the show. Any first-time callers, I'd love to hear from you. And again, that number, 844-2-Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wald. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Now at 531, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a crash on the 515 westbound at Charleston. The left lane and shoulder are blocked in that incident on the 515 into the Spaghetti Bowl. Slow flows there on the other side, 515 east at Main, and that's causing some backups on that transition. Those trying to merge onto 515 as they leave Interstate 15 northbound there at the Bowl. Heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway, too. 215 westbound at Valley Verde. You're getting reduced speeds through there. 215 eastbound at Eastern. You'll tap the brakes there. 15 north at Tropicana. And remember, those 24/7 lane restrictions, they continue on 15 north at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
The Vegas Golden Knights open up their season tonight as they are going to take on the Anaheim Ducks. The Golden Knights lost to the Dallas Stars in five games in the Western Conference Finals last year, and now they are back to action in a division that is just really, really good, as it also features the Colorado Avalanche and the St. Louis Blues. Those two teams played against each other yesterday, with the Blues winning by a 4-1 score. Also, the Golden Knights have announced that Mark Stone has been named the first ever captain in franchise history. UNLV basketball continuing to get set for a two-game conference series against New Mexico starting on Saturday. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
New year, new budgets.
Every small business has unique needs. And when you partner with a Dell Technologies Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free consultation on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, get special financing with Dell Business Credit and big savings on business computers with Intel Core processors. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
A special message to all my friends who own and operate small businesses. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you evaluated your insurance policy? Hey, the world has changed in the last year, but has your commercial insurance kept up? That's where my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are ready to help you and your small business. Blue Sky Insurance offers fresh solutions for general liability, workers' compensation, and something new, cyber insurance. Make a New Year's resolution to review the plan that will protect your business and your income in the year 2021 and beyond. This small business insurance review from Blue Sky Insurance could actually save you money. And the consultation is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. I've been a client of Blue Sky Insurance for 3+ years. Their customer service is incredible. Just call or text Blue Sky Insurance at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check it out online at blueskylv.com.
Nickname guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know if you saw this, but it really disturbed me. It's crazy. Last school year, this is per the Clark County School District and an editorial that was today in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Last school year, 28% of students received an F during the first semester. Okay, and that's nothing to brag about. It's bad. This school year, 38% received an F. 28% last year, 38%. The percentage of elementary students earning a failing grade went from 32% to 41%. Now, I want to ask you a question to those of you that have kids in the Clark County School District. Can we now declare officially, can we declare distance learning as a brutal failure? Anybody? And by the way, I've got a lot of teacher friends that are out there. And they're like, there's no consensus among the teachers. Some of the teachers want to get back to brick-and-mortar schools. Some of the teachers want to just continue what they're doing. They've been doing it now for a semester. They're learning as they go. But I want to ask you the question. This whole nonsense of distance learning, can we finally declare it a failure? By the way, the percent of A grades assigned remained about the same, 31% both years. So what that tells you is the smart kids are going to learn in any environment. So that's good. But the problem is that everybody else suffers. Everybody else, the kids that need the help the most. To those of you that have kids in the Clark County School District, maybe you've got grandkids in the Clark County School District, I'd love to find out from you what you think. And by the way, today's the day that the district is supposedly going to take up the whole issue of distance learning versus brick and mortar, hybrid. And nobody, you know, the district thought they had a deal in December with the teachers union, but now they've had to back off from that because there just is not consensus. It's just not there. I want to find out what you think. I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if you honestly believe that it's time to end this crazy experiment known as distance learning. It's not working. The numbers tell you it's not working. Last school year, 28% of students received an F. This year, 38%. The percentage of elementary students earning a failing grade went from 32% to 41%. During the first semester of last school year, 6% of assigned grades were an F. This year, it was 13%. It doubled, and more than doubled. Isn't it time to just admit it? It's okay. Admit that we failed. Admit that it just didn't work. We'll see what you think coming up next. And again, if you have kids, I mean, this is their future. We already have a lost semester, a lost second semester last year. Okay? And we know that, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of kids never even signed up for the distance learning. We know that. Now we're in a situation where the kids are stuck in a system. And by the way, we haven't even talked about the micro schooling and some of the really good things that are going on. Pods. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on that's really, really good. The one thing we know about is that what's not good is the so-called distance learning. We're going to take a break. We'll get to your calls on the other side, okay? And again, distance learning simply has not worked. And at some point, we're going to have to admit it and just essentially throw up our hands and say, didn't work, sorry, we tried. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1-4-2021.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the Valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We let you hear the president, at least a portion of the president's speech last night. And I thought it was fine. I thought it was what a president should be saying. We don't endorse violence or anything like that. I want to go to cut six, though, and I know I'm changing up here, Jim. Cut six. Chris Wallace was on with Brian Kilmeade earlier this morning on his radio show on Fox News Radio, and you heard the president's speech, and I thought it was good. No, I really did. It hit all the right notes. Now, for Dana Bash and others on the left, oh, well, there wasn't a contrition. There wasn't a, I'm sorry for what I did, and I had a role in this, and I feel horrible. I feel terrible. This was Chris Wallace, though, on Fox News Radio, with Brian Kilmeade from this morning.
There was zero remorse. There was zero taking of responsibility for his role in all this. And, you know, I know a lot of people, Chris Wallace, we know about him. Just listen to Liz Cheney. Just listen to Mitch McConnell. They are not raving liberals. And, you know, as Liz Cheney said, he lit the match. So I didn't hear much taking of responsibility for match lighting.
But do you think that he wanted them to breach the barrier, grab a shield, throw it through a window, and start wrecking the place?
You know what? I don't know. I think that's the honest answer. I mean, he said an awful lot of things. He pursued this absolutely bogus claim that the election had been stolen from him when it was rejected in 50 cases. The electors were certified following the Constitution. They're sitting there. He holds a mass rally. They do what you just said they did to the Capitol, and he doesn't say anything for hours while they're raging. You know, he could have put out, I would have been much more impressed with this video if he had put it out
last Wednesday,
2 o'clock, yeah. a week earlier.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, I was the one who said on Monday that, wait a second, he's having a rally the day the Electoral College is being banged in? I go, it's going to be anarchy, and that was that was a headline among media blogs for a while that I used the term anarchy. But I said to myself, this is going to be a bad situation. I actually never thought it would be possible to breach that security. I didn't think Al-Qaeda could breach that security, let alone a bunch of rioters. So that's where I was mistaken. Being that you have more experience in Washington than almost anyone, were you surprised that they could breach that security?
Sure, of course. And obviously, it turns out, there was a tremendous failure of preparation. And we now know that the FBI had gotten reports, because there was all kinds of chatter on the Internet. The Norfolk office of the FBI in Virginia had let them know at the beginning of the week. There should have been a much greater show of force at the Capitol on Wednesday than there was. I mean, I don't blame those Capitol police officers. They were totally outmanned. There was nothing they could do. But it shouldn't have been that situation. There should have been barriers and fence. And, you know, we've now got to, do you realize that by next Wednesday, there are going to be more soldiers, the National Guard, there are going to be more military people on Capitol Hill, triple, I think,
I know,
than we have serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. But that's how you prevent something like this, is by such an overwhelming show of force that if you're a crazy protester, you sit there and you go, and not a protester, an insurrectionist, you sit there and say, I'm not messing with these guys.
Well, true, true. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even call right now. 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Just a quick note. Somebody we talked about yesterday that I absolutely love, and I think he should be a candidate for president in 2024. And that's Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio. He has already called on Liz Cheney to step down from House leadership. And one of the things, Liz Cheney obviously was very critical of the president and his actions and voted for impeachment. Jim Jordan's calling on Liz Cheney to step down. There may have to be a purge in the Republican Party at the congressional level of these people that did not stick with the president. There may have to be a purge. There may have to be primaries. And remember, these congresspeople, they run every 2 years. So just as they're being sworn in for this 117th Congress, they're beginning fundraising and getting set to run again. And I hate to tell you, but I'm becoming more and more convinced that we may have to have some sort of purge in the Republican Party. The Mitt Romney wing of the Republican Party needs to be snuffed out. I'm sorry, but it just does, because we are either going to be a party of Trump, or we're going to be something else, and I haven't the foggiest idea what it is. I don't know, I don't pretend to know. Anyway, we'll get to more of your calls coming up in just a little bit. In fact, you want to join us, you can. First-time callers, okay? First-time callers, let us know what you want to talk about. In our final segment, we open it up to you, and we talk about what is on your mind. It may be something we talked about earlier in the show, earlier in the week. Or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health, by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance.
Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the...
Woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Heidi Harris.
Well, it's the last full week of Trump's presidency. Will America ever come together again? And we'll be joined by Vegas's favorite blogger, Vital Vegas.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Now, earlier today, we talked a great deal about the violence last Wednesday, a week ago Wednesday. And Laura Reese was on with us, and she's a senior research fellow for Homeland Security with the Heritage Foundation. And one of the things that we established, I think we were in general agreement on, is that a lot of these people that were climbing through plate glass windows into the Capitol building, they weren't being invited in. They literally were making their own way. And a lot of them were not what you would think of as MAGA supporters. They look more like Antifa than MAGA supporters. Now, they may have been wearing the red MAGA hat, but they had tents around the ellipse where they were selling MAGA gear, as they do at most of the rallies. There's always somebody that's signing, that is selling this stuff. Anyway, I want you to hear, this is Chad Wolf. And this is cut number one, the former acting DHS secretary, and he put last week's Capitol riot in perspective. This is cut one. Chad Wolf, he's been on the show before. Here he is.
Well, I think as we look back at the events of last week, I think certainly the president's words matter, and I think I've said that publicly on several occasions now. But obviously the individuals that stormed the Capitol, the rioters, the criminals that did that, obviously have a lot of blame for their actions themselves. And so I think that's important to keep in mind. And I would just pivot a little bit to the events that we saw over over the summer, actions in Portland and Oakland and areas like that, where the activities of very violent individuals trying to burn down a courthouse and others, it's very similar to what we saw here in the Capitol, trying to disrupt the workings of the federal government. And at that time, there was very few outrage, very few outspoken individuals about the attack on those federal facilities and law enforcement. So I need to make, you know, we need to make sure that across the board that individuals are showing the same type of outrage as we saw during the summer, where law enforcement was under siege, as we see today. So I think it's important to keep that in perspective. But as I've said, the president's words do matter. His supporters listen to him and others listen to him. I expressed my disappointment of him not coming out sooner to condemn that violence. He has done so several occasions since then, and I encourage him to continue to do more of that. But at the end of the day, I think personal responsibility is a big issue here, and the individuals that, again, attack the Capitol have a tremendous amount of personal responsibility, and as we see in the news every day, are being held accountable.
There you have it, Chad Wolf, the former acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Tomorrow, Congressman Mark Amaday, CD2, will join us. Hope you'll join us as well. Till then,